Did all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I did, yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Trustee Kopish.
Here.
Trustee Gendrick.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Vandenhoven is here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Gass.
Here.
Trustee Zell.
Here.
We have a forum. Are there any suggested modifications to the agenda this evening? Is there anyone visiting who'd like to see an item moved up or down on the agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted? Trustee Gendrick, second by Trustee Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Are there any announcements? Yes, Mr. Brink.
Just a quick note for you. Obviously, the cold weather is having an impact on our operations. And I think maybe you saw in the paper last week, I mean, the City of Green Bay had an article about their water main breaks, things that they're dealing with. We have the same situation. We've had six breaks in the month of January, a couple of which were significant in size. And we suspect that there are some breaks out there that we haven't located yet because our water losses are up significantly in the last 30 days. We are experiencing some freezing of services. We've had, I think, 9 services now we've had to go in and deal with because they were freezing up. We're down to 7 feet of frost in the roadway, which is down around the water mains and services. So we're doing the best we can, but we're almost dealing with one a day now that's freezing up. Over this past weekend, we had several people in working all weekend dealing with frozen lines. So just a heads up that that's what's going on. If you hear about it, it's an issue. We're having some difficulty with it, and it's going to be a little while before we get out of this.
Have you heard of advisories in some communities, Craig, relative to keeping the taps running?
We've gone out. There are areas where we know we have these problems. We've contacted those people. We have a program set up with those. There's several streets where we have that situation, okay. And we have the taps running. Unfortunately, a couple of folks forgot about it and shut them off. Within 4 hours, they were frozen up.
So that's happened.
It's going to be a problem even if it warms up, because as the temperature rises now, it drives the frost down farther, so we're going to be experiencing these freezing conditions until probably later in February.
Craig, can I ask a question on that? And this is just for information. When you have your tap running like that, you have to have the cold on, not the hot, right?
Yes, it's got
to
be.
Because to me, it would make sense. Okay. St. Matthew's is one of those places, and I think someone washes their hands and they turn off the cold and just leave the hot running. I'm thinking that can't work.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be on very much because it's just a small amount of flowing water will keep it from freezing.
I don't understand. Either way, water's coming into the house. Isn't that the goal? Is to keep water moving into the house?
Into the house, yes.
So why does it matter whether it goes through the heater?
Well,
and
it
then
doesn't really, but why go through the water heater? And
right, okay.
It's
right.
Secondary, then. It has to move more.
Okay. All right.
I think. Well, thank you.
Trustee Zeller.
Over the last week to 10 days, I've had a number of residents contact me about the Hoffman Road project and the status of the Hoffman Road project and specific questions. So I'm asking Trustee Green if you would add an agenda item to our Public Works meeting for next Thursday. That would simply be an update on Hoffman Road reconstruction. That's one item. And the second item that I've had questions on is about cutting back the snowbanks and if we're planning to initiate any of those of that type of work for snowbanks where visibility is a problem.
We do cut snowbanks back every February because this is a point in time now where we have the snow, and now we usually don't get that much snow in February. So we have started that.
Okay. Can I just catch you with some locations?
We have done some already.
Okay.
As long as it isn't snowing, we don't have any major snowstorms, we'll be out almost every day cutting banks.
Okay, good.
I would comment, though, on Huffman Road. If you have questions, it might be good to get us the questions right away.
Okay.
Design drawings are being worked on, and the sooner we can respond to a question or whatever, it might be better.
So I have two, and I'll write them down
sure.
tonight.
Given that we had the public hearing, and I've gotten some emails as well with regard to Huffman Road, I wonder if it makes some sense just to have it as a running item on the public works
sure.
agenda mm-hmm. until we get the thing.
Until it's done.
And the meeting was well attended and well run by Mr. Behrens and people from the county and the other agencies, too. So, good meeting.
Trustee Guest.
Just another question for Craig. Craig, I remember a meeting or two ago, there was some discussion with the Water Authority having some issues out in the bay. Have those resolved? Or
yes, they are.
Because it got so much
it was
warmer?
On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That Thursday evening and through the weekend, it warmed up. And by Saturday, they had the frazzle ice off of the inlets, and they've been able to keep those clear. So all of the customers of the Manitowoc utility are all receiving lake water back as normal. So.
Any of you watch those videos? It's really pretty amazing. Any other announcements?
I just have one real quick. Our new server is in, so if you go out to your email through the website, it looks totally different. It's got a lot more capabilities to it. Hopefully it's a little more user-friendly. So please go out and check it out. Also, if you want to get it on your phone or if you have an iPad or some other device that you really would like your emails to come to, I sent out directions. If you're still struggling with it, I can have our IT guy give you a call, or he said he could come before one of our meetings, like if we wanted him to come before our next meeting, come a half hour early or something, and if you bring your devices, he can set you up. So if you want me to do that, I can set that up and have him here. Otherwise, like I said, I can have him contact you direct, whichever way you would like to do that, if you're having trouble getting...
She's looking right at me. I tried. I want to get this on my device. And I followed the instructions that were very straightforward, I thought, and I can't get it to work. So I'm going to have him call me. Who else would like some help with regards? I don't want to have him come out here if it's just one or two of us who want help with the...
I haven't tried it, so I don't know if I can.
Randy, you don't still have your Razor phone, do you? You graduated from that.
I
don't want it. I don't even put my
Trustee Green, did you? Were you able to get it on a mobile device?
No.
Okay. So they're just...
Three of us.
There's three of us. Just have them call us.
If they have to call you, then I'll give you, if you don't mind, I'll just give your cell phone numbers. Is that what you want me to give them? And
yeah.
then they'll
yeah.
give you a buzz and then work it out and try to set it up.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Just so we're clear, he doesn't need to call me.
Okay. Just be Penny and Lynn.
All right, any other announcements? Okay, presentation from Mr. Whittick. Update on the Green Bay Metro.
Thank you, Mr. President. All trustees, it's good to be back again. Thanks for the invitation. I want to take a few minutes tonight. I gave out a little information on the passengers per hour, kind of tell you where Route 11 has come since the route changes in 2011. And this is, of course, put together by Brown County Transportation Planning, who is a big help in Green Bay Metro as far as doing a lot of our documentation for our routing and our public transit system. Now, before the route changes came into place, as you can see, Route 11, the sky, was what we would call a below standard route. It didn't have kind of the ridership that we wanted to. And it was a benefit of the route changes that we made in 2011. It's been consistently now, continues to grow as a system standard route with 19.6 passengers per revenue hour. And we're still at about 89,000 riders per year. Our paratransit service continues to be very good. But the thing that I don't have here is we've had record revenue in 2013 on the Route 11. January 1st of 2013, we eliminated all transfers and introduced the day pass and pretty much went to a pass system. You can, if you're an adult, $1.50, you know, $3, you can ride all day. $3 by getting the day pass, and that's been extremely successful. Senior citizens and persons with disabilities, you know, their car was Green Bay Metro for $1.50 all day. They could ride Metro. And some of the critics at the time, there were a few. There's always a critic out there. They said, "Well, how can you get rid of transfers, and how can you really do the day pass and maintain, you know, your revenue source?" And we all know in public transportation, it's not, you know, your goal isn't to maintain and make a lot of money. It's a public service, but you do want to maintain a level of revenue from your local fare boxes. And we broke revenue ridership throughout the whole system last year, including the Route 11. And so we're really proud of that. So it's, you know, that's been very successful. The funding continues to be what it is. We cross our fingers at the state level and the federal level. I think I might have mentioned this, you know, last time I was here, that the state funding will go back. It's going to stay into the transportation fund going into 2015. As far as public transit is concerned, that's a battle that we won, that was fortunate not to go into the general fund. That would have had a pretty significant impact on public transportation. So we'll remain in the transportation fund, and we're going forward with that, maintaining our levels of funding. I want to talk a little bit about the RTA. There's some very successful progress, if you haven't read about it, in the Fox Cities as the introduction to bringing regional transit authorities into the state of Wisconsin, getting the legislation through. And they've jumped through most of the hurdles. I think the last big hurdle will be the big vote down in Madison, I think, at the end of February. So whether, on the public transportation end, I've always said, since I've been here in Green Bay, for sure, that for transit to grow down the road where it needs to be, as far as getting to job access, an RTA, you know, eventually will be very important. So with that said, I just kind of, in a little bit of a nutshell, where we are with Green Bay Metro. Any questions? Or, you know, I wish I could bring always more exciting news and stuff. We did everything, you know, so exciting the first year. I got to think of more fun things.
There was some original or whatever hesitance with the regional because of federal mandates and over 200,000 and all that. But this looks like it would be working much more positively if this kind of thing goes through.
Yeah. The RTA?
Right.
Yeah, you know, Green Bay area became, in the eyes of the Federal Transit Administration, became the size of Chicago overnight as far as the funding levels of transit. The RTA really will help that significantly, enable for systems to not only expand operations, but of course the infrastructure and the capital costs of buying new buses and eventually putting together transfer points and what small little transfer centers throughout Brown County. So it'll be important for transit in Brown County to grow, eventually having an RTA. So the exciting part about that is, like, hopefully they'll have that opportunity in Fox Cities and hopefully here in Brown County, is you put it, you give your constituents the opportunity to make that decision by having the referendum and things like that. And you know, I have my different opinions on it. I think it should not only consist of just transit, but, you know, eventually my goal in Brown County would be, you know, roads, transportation in general, that the public will be able to make decisions on. So,
Trustee Zeller.
Does the creation of an RTA by the legislature automatically grant taxing authority to the entity then?
No. It does not automatically. I know they have the opportunity to put into a referendum. I think that'd be the. I don't have all those details, but I believe the answer to that is no. Can you expand on that question just a little bit, if you don't mind?
So one of the, I think that people are, municipal officials are a little bit worried about a regional transit authority because that would assume or that would lead to that authority having the ability to levy taxes.
Well, that's a good question.
That would be
some type of legislation language that would not portray to that. Plus, you have to remember, it wouldn't just be a group of folks on a regional transit board, you know, making all the decisions. Every municipality would have an individual on that board as well. So Alloway would have a representative. Everybody would have an opportunity. It just wouldn't give them the free opportunity to have taxing authority. I'm pretty sure. I'm positive of that.
Okay.
Yeah. If we were to get to that point in Brown County, I could definitely, without certainty, say there would be an individual from one of the trustees. I would be quite certain that would be part of that decision-making process. But the big hurdle, to even get to that point is to have a positive vote on a referendum, even to move forward, whatever the discussed tax would be, if it's 0.5% or 2%, 0.2%, things like that. So there's a lot of different levels and steps to go through.
So a big advantage of creating the authority would be that you can combine population bases to compete for the federal dollars.
That helps. That's part of the equation.
Correct.
Idea? Yeah, that's part of the equation. And, quite fairness, to have a dedicated funding. Currently in Wisconsin, there's not one municipality that has dedicated funding source. We rely completely on property taxes. The levies, they can be up or down. The state, it's been very difficult for a transit system to make their budget for a certain year because we don't hear from WISDOT usually until about May. Into the fiscal year. You're already almost 6 months into the year before you even know what you're going to be receiving from the state. And then, of course, the federal, could be all over the place. What's really important is that dedicated funding, not just for transit, but for transportation in general. And I'm going to say this. There's no media here. Good. The bridge... The situation that we had locally here with the bridge is actually, in my opinion, for an argument for an RTA, can be very positive. It just shows that dollars need to be invested into our transportation system, not just transit, but our highways, our bridges, things like that. And my goal would be hopefully to see, everybody getting a share of the pot. I'm a realistic. I don't want transit to get 40 or 50% of that funding. I'd be happy if we could get 10 to 15% of that and the rest go to highway. I'm very pro-highway, very pro-bridges, but public transportation, in fairness, is a part of that equation. So.
I just have one other question on a different subject. What's the future of the compressed natural gas buses, or is there some other... Is there some other future answer out there that you see?
We've had discussions about CNG at Green Bay Metro. There's a station now that's open. I think
Quick Trip's got one.
Yeah, there's a couple stations that are opening up. CNG, big believer in it. The upfront cost is extremely higher, mm-hmm. So that's the first hurdle. Getting the funding. We just talked about that. To start these purchases, long term, saves you a lot of money when you compare CNG versus diesel. Long term, but it takes a while to get your money back, per se, on your capital purchase. But long-term, and of course, it's great for the environment. You know, there's no question about that. So,
Mr. Brick, one quick question for you. So the RTA is in the Fox City, right?
Yeah, that's the first legislation that they're trying to get through for the Fox Cities, for the Appleton area.
Okay. And if that gets through, that helps us because it opens the door to RTAs in Wisconsin, or it hurts us in that, all right, we already gave one and now we're done?
No, I think it'll help. Okay. I certainly think, it'll help if, again, the first step is just getting it through legislation.
Right.
The second big hurdle is having the constituents say, hey, you know, this is something we want to buy into, per se.
Okay.
Now, if those constituents buy into it, and the second step, then I think it helps. I think it hurts if the constituents down there vote it down.
Right. Right. Yeah. Anything further? Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Public appearances. Is there anyone who'd like to speak this evening? Yes, sir.
I'm Jim O'Rourke. I'm 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was on the intensive survey contract team, and we just had a hearing over the weekend last week. And on your agenda is approval of minutes that haven't been approved by the committee. So a little bit later on, I'm going to ask that you not approve the minutes that have not been approved by the committee. So that would be for last week's hearing. And then also, I wanted to encourage members of the public who live along Riverside Drive to join the Historic Preservation Committee. There's a vacancy right now, and that is the one spot that has any authority over the state to slow down taking down the Murphy Coles Gate or doing any work over at Heritage Hill by designating those properties as local landmarks. You can make the state at least slow down and listen to your objections on there. So I'd like to encourage people along Riverside Drive to take the vacant spots on the committee and make their voice heard, and I can help them out. And that's it. Thank you.
Jim, were those the meeting minutes from Historical Preservation from January 22?
Correct.
Those haven't been approved?
Those haven't been approved by anyone.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak this evening? You can speak on any item you wish. You can only take action on items listed in their business section of the agenda. Hearing none, we will move on to item 6, action regarding the adoption of ordinance 2014-03, amending sections 5.03C1A of Chapter 5, health relating to parking of seasonal use trailers for watercraft. It's back. Only for a short time. Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Genrich?
I move that we amend the, or move to adopt the amended changes as indicated on our handouts.
And it's basically setting November 5th as the
15th.
Or 15th, yeah, sorry, as the.
Get it right so it doesn't come back.
And then giving
as the cutoff and giving the village administrator the authority to adjust if the weather permits. Trustee Gast?
I'll second.
Further discussion?
Just
please say no. Well, I was kidding. It was a rhetorical question.
Just one, though. No, I mean, with the modified language in sub but B concerning the village administrator having authority to adjust the dates for parking, I'm assuming that can only extend the November 15th.
Yes.
I mean, you can't constrict it and make it less, you know, because that wouldn't work.
All right. Should we change? You might want to change it to extend or postpone or something, just to make it perfectly clear.
I think maybe just after where it says to adjust the dates. You know, I think you put it forward to adjust the dates forward.
Trustee Genrich.
Sure, we can do that.
Further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item 7, action regarding the 2014 employee merit pay schedule. Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Kokrish?
Move to approve.
With the addendum?
With the addendum from the closed session.
Okay, and the addendum, I'll take a second first before I explain what the addendum might be. Trustee Gass, second. The addendum from an earlier discussion was for a change from 1 to 1.5 for Pam Cornelius. Discussion.
I think maybe just for the benefit of, you know, since the wage increase schedule has been posted as part of the public record, I mean, in terms of the rationale, you know, for the increase of 1% to 1.5% for the court clerk was based, you know, upon a request made by the municipal judge. And then I think, you know, the board considered the fact that the municipal judge wasn't consulted in the review process as other department heads were, so that's the basis for the adjustment.
Good. Yes?
I just have one other amendment to this. There's just a calculation that's incorrect for Pat Smith. It should be, if you carry it over to the wage increase, it should actually be 11 cents, not 1 cent, and then carry it across. It should have been 0.50, and it was 0.05.
Okay. Well, let's. Well, we're going to vote on the percentages, and then you make sure all the math is correct. So what we're voting on right now is the percentage wage increase. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, action regarding the adoption of Ordinance 2014-04, amending Section 1.52 of Chapter 10, floodplain zoning. This is to meet revised flood insurance study requirements. Would you like to hear about this subject before I entertain a motion, or is someone ready to make a motion? Trustee Gass?
I'll move to adopt Ordinance 2014-04.
Is there a second? Trustee Green seconds. Discussion?
Yeah, I think the memo was pretty clear that, you know, it's a requirement for the floodplain zoning. So I mean, we've got to do that in relationship with the National Flood Insurance Program. So I think it's appropriate.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 9, action regarding the certified survey map for 748 East St. Joseph. This is a recommendation from the Plan Commission from January 27th. Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Dart.
I recommend that we accept the recommendation of the Plan Commission on the 748 East St. Joseph.
Is there a second? Trustee Genrick seconds. This is basically just dividing a single parcel into three separate lots, right? And this is on the east side of East River Drive between Floral and East St. Joseph Streets. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item 10, action regarding the purchase of a third garbage recycling collection vehicle. This was in the 2014 budget, so it should be no surprise. Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Green?
Move to approve.
Is there a second? Trustee Gass?
Second.
Seconds. Trustee Zeller, did you?
I would like to comment before we vote on
sure.
this. And maybe just ask a question of Greg at some point.
Yep. Trustees Green or Gass, do you have anything before we move to Trustee Zeller? You have the floor. Trustee Zeller, would you like to start us out?
So, Craig, I have a question about the operation of the trucks and the noise that they make. Just my observation is that from stop to stop, the trucks are quieter, much quieter than the Bridgeports. Mm-hmm. But there's some mechanism that makes like a squealing dog noise that is at 6:05 on Thursday morning. That's my pickup time. Everybody's up at 6:05 because that machine is just like a It's like a beaten pet. And
it's getting a little bit dark here, yeah. Trustee Zeller.
And my dog just absolutely, I just have this little dog. The dog cannot handle Thursday mornings. So
wow.
I've got a problem with the noise that this truck makes.
Wow.
And what can be done, because that is a big enough factor for me to vote no on this.
You know, I'm not sure I know the noise that you're speaking of, so I'm wondering if Trustee Zeller could sort of recreate the sound for us.
I can hear it from the first home, which would be,
right on the corner of
1,000 feet,
yeah.
You know, from my house, and it is just ear-piercing. Noise.
Does anyone else have?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard this?
I can vouch for that because our street is one of the first pickups on Monday morning, and we're woken up by the same thing. So to the point
anyone visiting us have sort of. Craig, is this one truck out of the, or is this sort of every truck we have?
I just thought it was the cold and the hydraulics.
I can't identify.
It's the first I've heard of that because the feedback on the second page of the handout is.
Yeah, he doesn't need earplugs
very
anymore.
Quiet while operating, you don't have to wear earplugs anymore.
Well,
it has to be the lift mechanism because it's very fast operating.
It is. It's when they're lifting and dumping.
Yeah,
it's bad enough that I went out to look at what the screeching noise was, and I assumed it was the cold with the hydraulics. But
I thought it was a.
You're nodding your head. Is it the cold with the hydraulics, or does it even make that noise when it's warmer?
Yeah, Trustee Green. Hydraulics.
Sorry.
Use your microphone.
Oh. It does, or it...
Yeah, because as you're saying, it's the first stop sign, and it sounds like it could be full hydraulic fluid itself, you know, especially with the cold weather.
Until it warms up?
Trustee Zeller, have you heard this in the winter, or
as soon as we rolled them out, and that was the first week of January.
You know, they've only been running for one has been running 6 weeks, and one has been running 4 weeks.
The third week,
it's all cold weather.
How long does it take them to quit making that noise?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Sometime after Trustee Zeller's house, apparently.
Well, and after mine. I find that interesting that it's both of us, and I talked about
it. It could be
the cold
hydraulics. That could be because. At 6:05, that's their first stop.
All right, I'm going to suspend the rules for a second just to get. We have a couple
Sorry.
Of residents here that would like to add it, unless there are objections. Mr. Ralph.
My pickup is around 10:30, and I've heard that same. Assuming that it was just cold weather.
Thank you.
Is it sort of like a squeal?
Oh, it's a bad squeal.
I've heard it too.
Craig, has anybody looked at these trucks in the summertime? And when did the guys go look at them first at the shows and drive them around? Because I know you said we had some contact prior to this.
When we had the truck here for our field testing, it was warmer weather. It was in the fall.
Did it make the god-awful screeching noise?
No, you could hear a hydraulic noise, but it wasn't followed like a squealing dog. But you could hear the hydraulics running. You normally can hear hydraulics running in a vehicle like this because there's a hydraulic pump that powers that equipment.
Oh, yeah, no, this is much worse than that. Go in the garage in the morning and have the guys lift the can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pronounced.
You know, maybe it can be silenced to some extent. I don't know. I don't know where that noise is coming from. We'd have to check into that.
Perhaps a field trip to the garage, is that?
Yeah. We've had those before.
Craig will ride along.
Yeah, I mean, the last public
Dave, would the hydraulic fluid warm up, or on cold days, would just not really warm up?
Normally it would, but Jen said the year that I come 30,
it's not warming up.
I mean, it's very possible it's just cold water.
Well, Trustee Zeller, have you heard this consistently since January? I know it's been a pretty cold winter.
We've had two pickups in that cycle, and it's very noticeable. It is.
This is recycling then?
This is recycling.
Okay.
This is recycling.
So it's not all the trucks, it's just a truck we're using for recycling.
Okay. Are we using the new trucks for garbage as well?
Well, it depends on the week, but both trucks are running. So both are on garbage or garbage and recycling on the alternate week, so it just depends on which week.
So we're still running two of the Bridgeport trucks as well?
On a recycling week, there would be three. Two LeBrees and then one Bridgeport.
So the recycling in my neighborhood is very early, first vehicle. The garbage can be several hours after, and I wasn't home when garbage was picked, so I just noticed it with the recycling.
It has been very cold, and actually one of the things that we've heard from the other communities is, well, if you recall, we loaned two of the older trucks to Green Bay for about 10 days because they right. didn't have delivery of their equipment. Actually, in that cold weather, our two trucks, there's a couple of days, our two trucks that we loaned to them were the only two they could operate because the hydraulics on the other trucks wouldn't function in that cold weather. So it could be related to that. And it maybe it would have to be some sort of a shroud or a covering on the hydraulic pump to reduce the noise transmission in the cold weather. That could be. I know the lift mechanism makes a little bit of noise because it operates so fast, but it isn't that high-pitched noise. You can just hear it operate.
We're committed to two of them, obviously. They're in service.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be something. Because even the sound of the recycling hitting the, makes a lot of noise, when your recycling trucks come, or when the garbage truck's coming by. And so if it's grabbing Trustee Zeller's attention above and beyond that, it must be pretty noticeable.
Oh, it is, to the point where you go out to see what the squealing's all about. And
You could just borrow two 11-year-old boys, and then you just sort of get used to all these really loud noises and nothing.
Nothing phases you.
Trustee Gass.
Craig, we've, at the last Public Works meeting, I think we went and looked at one of the trucks and talked to one of the operators and very, very happy with the new vehicles. Have they continued to work well in service during this very cold weather? Starting operating, negative problems with it?
No. The only thing that we ran into, I guess two comments. One is, if you recall, the evaluation that was done with the various manufacturers back when we looked at making a decision to go ahead with these, the evaluation has proved to be very accurate. There are some of these trucks that were sold elsewhere in the area, and they had some trouble in the cold weather, and they've had some other issues that we identified have surfaced in the actual operation. We haven't had any problems with these LeBrees. They've been quite good. The noise is the first I've heard of that. They are faster. We can pick faster than we could with the older trucks because the lift mechanism is quicker, and it does extend out farther, so we can do the cul-de-sacs a lot easier because we can reach farther out to pick up the carts instead of jockeying forward and backward to get next to the cart and then be able to dump it. So the operators are quite pleased with how they're working, and I think we got what we paid for in terms of the vehicle. The noise, that's the first I've heard of that. If we had heard about that before, we could have checked into it and told you exactly what it was. But I would think it's the hydraulic pump, because that's the noisiest piece of equipment on a truck like this.
I would think that the operators are hearing the noise too.
Well, yeah, except that the notes on this second page here are just exactly typed from their notes that they gave us.
Says they don't need to wear earplugs.
They don't need to wear earplugs.
That's why I just assumed it was early morning, really cold, first thing hydraulics. I didn't know it was still going on at 10:30. I had just erroneously made the assumption we're the first street, so once it got warmed up, it quit. But that would be interesting.
Well, why don't we look at that and bring that to Public Works too, and add that to the agenda. I mean, there may be a simple fix to that. But I know we could exercise the option like tomorrow.
Well, we could also
vote on
it. No, just wait a second, though. Doesn't the LeBrie extension is to February 28th?
The LeBrie is the collection equipment, the box and the lift mechanism and the controls and so forth. The chassis is a Bridgeport. And that's the one where we have a cost increase. They've given us till this Friday. They extended it from tomorrow till Friday, but that's That would be a $2,200 cost increase if we wait till the end of the month for the chassis.
But the chassis has nothing to do with this, right?
But what we do is we pay for the two components separately because we save the Brie markup on the Bridgeport chassis. When the chassis is manufactured, we pay for it, and then we pay for the Brie part when that's completed, and that saves us some money.
But the problem is with the lift mechanism, right? And that's not until later, right? The chassis has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Noise, right?
I would think so, yeah.
So could we do one of, you know, could we approve the chassis purchase tonight, let Craig get things moving, and then send the lift mechanism issues back to Public Works to make sure we have it right?
Yeah, well, then if we don't take the second component, what do we put on the chassis?
Well, there are other options, right? There are other lift mechanisms you can put on there, right? I have a feeling that we're going to end up going with this one anyway. I just want to make sure that...
Get on, pick them up.
I hope there are other options for lift mechanisms, right, Craig?
You have another man.
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, there are, but I'm not sure it fits on that chassis. Normally, you buy the chassis, the one you want, with the collection system that you want. You can normally do that, but...
Can we push back their date?
Not for the chassis.
No, we... Been working on them, so
I think we should take them.
We don't have the leeway of pushing them back 2 weeks.
No, that's going to work for you. You mean before then?
Yeah, my recommendation would be take them one at a time and see if there are other, well, if need, see if there are other options for the lift mechanism that would fit on this chassis. And hopefully we'll sort of work it out and figure out why this is taking place, and we're going to end up buying the one that we think we're going to buy to begin with, and it won't be an issue.
Well, I guess here's my thought. They've given us till Friday. Let's move forward on it, but we'll check into it, and within a day or two, we'll give you an answer back by email what we found. And if you decide you don't want to go ahead with it, we don't have to place the order till Friday. I would think it's the hydraulic pump, but what we'll do is we'll put an extra guy out there and we'll monitor it and we'll see where it is. We'll figure it out. We got a couple days to do that.
Do you have a motion in a second?
We do.
All right, we have a motion in a second to basically okay the purchase. And Craig's recommendation is that we get some word by Friday in case. My question is, what if it comes back on Friday that we've identified the sound, but we're not sure exactly how we're going to fix it? Do we have to have an emergency session of the board to change the vote to buy both of them?
Yeah, but something we have time, right, Craig?
I mean, until the end of February
the chassis option is February 5, so we could order that. You can investigate. We can talk about it in Public Works, and then we can approve the LaBrie option for the equipment on the 28th, or before the 28th, because we'd be 2 weeks from time.
So it's sort of the same thing I was talking about, except for the default's going to be buy them both, unless something comes out of Public Works that says we shouldn't buy the lift mechanism. Okay, that's fine.
I would just like some assurance that the collection system supplier is going to stand behind this. We've already bought two of them from them, and we're implying that everything's fine with this by purchasing this third one. So I'm a little bit uncomfortable with it. Certainly they have their equipment in northern climates, they should be able to troubleshoot this thing for us.
And we probably won't be the only one having the issue.
And, you know, the way that it's sort of being proposed is that second part's going to come back through Public Works, so we'll have a chance to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed with regard to that lift mechanism through Public Works. Well, whatever guarantees that you want in there, you'll be able to get before the end of the month.
We don't have any... We don't have any recycling collection routes this week. I believe that's right. Craig, there are no recycling routes this week?
No. that doesn't mean we can't take the truck out and use it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is running. Mm-hmm. Two trucks are out every day. So they're operating.
They're just collecting garbage this week instead of...
It's not garbage.
I can't imagine it has anything to do with the...
What they're collecting.
What bucket they're picking up, yeah. Brad?
Okay, so it was this morning, they were on Dauphin, and I was out opening up the building a little after 6, and I could hear it just squealing up. Like, I couldn't figure out what the heck it was.
Really?
So I drove down.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It was
It is.
That's quite a...
It is.
It's pretty unconscious.
That was the first time I heard it.
I mean, to the point where you go to your window to go look at what's making the obnoxious sound, hoping it quit.
And those trucks are in a 50-55 degree building at night.
At night.
Brad can hear all the way down here from Dauphin. So. But I'm surprised that the operators have this, because they must be hearing it all the time. But I suspect it should be, there should be a practical fix to it. And if there's not, and we need an engineering fix, then when we go back to Labrie at the end of the month to try to take them up on their offer, we make them change something.
Yeah. All right, so Craig's recommendation is that we approve the purchase of both of them, but mainly with the engine, right? We buy that or go forward with that tomorrow. And then have it come back through Public Works after they do some investigation with regard to the lift mechanism. Trustee Green, is that consistent with what you had intended for your motion?
Yeah.
Trustee Gass?
Yes.
Okay. Further discussion? Before we move on, and we talked a little bit about this before, a lot of stuff is going cattywampus because of the really cold weather. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, in a public forum, that I've seen the Public Works Department and Brad out doing things for residents in the middle of the really, really cold temperatures. I saw a guy out of the garbage truck in my neighborhood because a garbage can had tipped over. Getting out, he took a few pieces of garbage and threw them up into the truck. And really cold weather, exactly what they're expected to do in the warm weather. Still doing it in the cold weather. And then we've had umpteen calls with regard to lateral problems and water main, sanitary sewer problems, and just this last weekend, Jim was spent a good 8 to 10 hours between Friday late afternoon, early evening until Sunday morning when it was resolved. That's making sure that the residents understood the problem that they were having with their water. So when these guys are working all hours of the day and night and on the weekends to make sure that things are running smoothly in the village. So I think we need to recognize them for that. So thank you for all of your efforts.
Nice use of the word cattywampus.
Cattywampus, yes. Anything further? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. The consent agenda will take items 11A and B, and I'll be willing to entertain the exclusion of the January 22nd Historical Preservation Committee minutes until they're approved by that committee, if someone chooses to go that route. Trustee Gass?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second? Trustee Kobisch? Discussion?
Just one point. I would say Economic Development Committee hasn't approved their minutes either, and I don't see a problem with their minutes, but just so we know that those are not approved.
And I think it's perfectly appropriate to sort of do it this way, and with the assumption that the minutes will be approved, and if they're not approved by Economic Development, then they would come back. So I think it's appropriate, but either way, it's fine with me. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn? Trustee Genrich, second by Trustee Dart. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.